You are now tuned to episode 56 of the Teaching English in Japan podcast, otherwise known as TEIJG. My name is Eric, I'm the Yank, and Anthony the Crank is off today. He's on the other side of the city, couldn't make it out here to the recording studio in the sticks of the west side of Fukuoka Prefecture on the wonderful island of Kyushu in southern Japan. Hey, how's everyone going out there? Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, and all those other holidays out there to you guys. Had a pretty good Christmas, but before we get started with that, I'm gonna give you some show news, some site news. So I decided to move the site. I'm moving the site over to Google's platform Blogger, and the reason why I'm doing that is because I'm trying to migrate majority of my sites off of my personal server and onto something that'll be hosted forever. So just in case we decide to stop doing podcasts, it'll be out there forever. So I decided, why not do it now? And won't have to worry about it in the future. And there's some other benefits. Analytics on Google's site, the ability AdSense, advertising, things like that, and for them to host all my pictures video will be YouTube, which is Google, and the pictures will be hosted on Picasa, which is Google. So I figure, why not just host the site on Google? The audio itself will be hosted, I'll host it on my own site or I'll host it on Libsyn, but that won't matter to you. It'll still be the same way you subscribe. The subscription through iTunes will be the same thing. The same feed will be everything. But and actually, the URL teijg.com will be the same. But there might be some moving going on, moving pains, I guess you could say. So I'm gonna cross post on both sites while the domain transfers over, and you won't miss anything pretty much. But still be www.teijg.com for the main site. If you do want to have a look at the site that I'm moving to, it's currently at teijg.blogspot.com. It's teijg.blogspot.com. But nothing special there. Just slowly getting in. I have the first 10 of the most recent 10 episodes over there. But I thought I'd update everybody that we're moving the site over. And it won't really affect you because it'll be at the same URL eventually. But again, I will cross-post during this transition, so you won't miss anything. Okay, what's going on in my life? In my life, I'm on this Tim Ferriss slow-carb diet, which means nothing white. No bread, no pastas, no potatoes, no rice, which is hard to do in Japan. So lots of lots of difficult times for Brother Eric over here, for the Yank over here in Japan. And actually, let me reposition the mic so I get a little bit more sound out of it. Sorry about that, guys. Let's see. Yeah, I've been doing it for about 20 days now. Lost some weight, but unfortunately, I don't have a scale, so I couldn't actually weigh myself at the beginning. But I can definitely tell that my face is looking skinnier and I feel a little bit lighter. But a long time to go. A lot of weight to drop. I'm going to try to drop. Probably total of 30 to 40 pounds. Get back to my skinny self. And just doing little by little. Which means I actually quit the Kyushoku, which is school lunch. So, won't have to worry about dodging the starch on that one. The breads and the rices seem to be in every meal. And the pastas and everything like that. Can't eat that stuff. So, basically what I'm bringing is a salad with beans and some kind of meat. The diet lets you pretty much eat anything that's not white starch or carbohydrate. So, for example, any meats are okay. Any beans are okay. Tofu, things like that. And, of course, vegetables out the yin-yang. And you can eat as much as you want of that stuff. Just have to avoid the starches. And once a week, you are allowed a cheat day. So you can do whatever the heck you want. I mean, you can eat a box of donuts. Or 10 boxes of donuts that day. As long as the rest of the week you maintain the rest of the stuff. And it works pretty good. It's pretty easy once you get your meals planned out. But sometimes, you know, there's a little bit of cheating here and there, but nothing spectacular. It's going pretty good, pretty slowly. I'm going to start adding some exercise into the program to get to rush it, to push it, to push the weight loss a little bit faster. Hopefully. We'll see. What else? Stop drinking the cola except on the cheat days and vacation days and, you know, holidays and events, public events, things like that. So normal days, I'll drink black coffee, no sugar, no cream, or soda water, you know, flavored soda water, you know, zero calorie stuff or teas, anything that doesn't have any calories. I don't drink Diet Coke, so I just rather go cold turkey on the cola stuff than drink that crap. Okay, let's roll into a new segment. Well, not a new segment. We've had this segment before, but I kind of thought we'd name it. And this new segment is going to be called J News, the J News segment. There's a couple stories we have for you. First story of the day is it's cold. We are about 2 degrees. We have a low of 2 degrees Celsius and a high of 5 degrees Celsius here in Fukuoka, which is the southern part of Japan on the Kyushu Island, as I mentioned. And that basically we're getting close to freezing. There's a couple snowflakes here and there once in a while, freezing rain once in a while, but basically it's just downright cold. Heaters on. The Toyu, which is kerosene heaters, are all ready to go if you have them. I don't actually have them in this house, but previously we did. My company actually sent out a information/warning email to everyone about using kerosene heaters and you know, to be careful and don't kill yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning and don't burn down the house and or apartments and things like that. So those things are, you know, they're warm, but they're definitely a fire hazard if you don't know what you're doing. And most people who come to Japan have no clue how to use those things, as I didn't when I first got here. Next story. Kim Jong-il died. I'm sure you heard. And now we have his overweight, possibly psycho son as a leader. This guy's young, you know, probably in his late 20s, maybe early 30s, give or take. Dude looks young, and dude is overweight, and supposedly dude's a little bit psycho. So a little bit nervous over here, I guess you could say. Most people are kind of happy that Kim Jong-il died, but they're leery that this his son took over and kind of, you know, a little bit worried about the change of power since they supposedly have nukes. So I'm day to day, I don't really worry about it. But every once in a while, when you see it on the news, you're like, yeah, I guess we should worry. But from I checked on the website today of Mainichi News, and they had a story from the Kyoto News that said Japan and China agree that the two countries will work together to ensure peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. And this was a week after the death of Kim Jong-il. So a little bit of people just making sure things don't go crazy. Yeah. So that's some things that we've been talking about, the old water cooler at work and things like that. Another story is kind of a more positive story is that the Japanese national soccer team is going to be revealing its new uniform. And it's going to be revealed probably in a couple of days on TV, on New Year's TV specials and things like that. That's about all I can say about that. Next story, the PS Vita came out here, and I actually went down to Yodobashi Camera to give it a go. And I got to say, the hardware is awesome. The fit and finish, the feel of the app of the device itself is awesome. The size of the screen is nice. It's perfect. Nice large size screen. I played around with some of the games, the golfing game and a couple of the other Japanese games, and the graphically it just looks awesome. I mean, the processor and the ability of the thing is nice. It's nice and powerful, definitely. As a gamer, I definitely want to pick one up, but it's hard to justify when I have an iPhone, when I have a gaming PC, when I got a DS and I got a PS2, all within, you know, throwing distance of here. I mean, I can almost touch everything I just named. So hard to kind of justify the time suck of having that thing. But yeah, it looks awesome. It looks very awesome. But they did have some patches that had to be sent out due to some errors. So the first time buyers, there were lines, and you know, some people have problems. They had to wait for the bug fixes to be pushed out. But so far, it's looking pretty good, looking pretty popular. It's on my watch list. And good thing about it is it's not region locked. So if I do buy one here, I can actually bring it back to the U.S. without worrying. Unlike Nintendo. Freaking idiots. Okay, what else have we got going? Oh, let's get into the what happened at the end of this school semester, I guess you could say. So basically, I finished my classes, teaching my classes on December 21st. Closing ceremony was December 22nd. Closing ceremony lasts about an hour, hour and a half. Basically, the principal, the vice principal, say how good the students have been doing and what they need to improve on. And then some awards are given for clubs that, you know, that won awards or won games or championships or things like that. And then the teacher that's in charge of culture, I guess you could call it, or behavior and culture, stood up and told people what they need to start working on, what was bad, what was good, and three things to worry about and work on over the New Year's holiday. One of them was don't hang out late at convenience stores. When you get your Otoshi Dama, which is New Year's money, don't just waste it at a game center and things like that. And the third one, I forgot. Be polite. You know, if you go to your friend's house, make sure you're polite to their parents and things like that. So, you know, the usual brainwashing of students in junior high school type stuff. So, pretty interesting. Lasted, I think it was like an hour, maybe hour 15 or so. I was surprised they didn't have the band play, but they did sing. The students always sing the theme school theme song. And, you know, in the usual, our school's pretty strict with the seating positions and the bowing and all that stuff. So the usual regiment of that kind of stuff, but pretty cool. And went back to the office. Everyone's kind of cleaning their desk, getting ready for the holiday. And I was like, okay, I knew I was going to leave early and I was trying to hang out a little long, you know, just to have conversations, to talk and stuff. But nobody was around. Nobody was doing anything. I was like, okay, I'm bouncing. So I was in my car at like, must have been 10:30, 11, something like that. I was just gone. I decided to make a run out to Costco and get some stuff. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Nice. I don't even qualify that as a day of school. Just go in for a little hour assembly and clean my desk and then leave. So it wasn't really a day of school at all or a day of work at all. It's just kind of an event, so to speak. And most importantly, I had to worry about doing all my paperwork, getting it all faxed into the office before the end of the year to make sure I get paid and things like that. What else is going on? Okay. Oh, closing ceremony was the 21st of December. Closing was 22nd. And I'll be back to school. It looks like I'm back on the 11th or 12th. And it's an opening ceremony. There's no classes. And so that's approximately 22 days off for my winter vacation. And past years, I've actually had a couple more days than that. Like, probably I would have finished on the 19th or something like that last year. So this year, I taught in really deep into the last week of school, which, you know, whatever. Would have been nice to have a couple extra days off, but what are you going to do? So let's see what else I got on my list here. Oh yeah, this podcast is going to be kind of short since I'm doing it solo. We're on the 13-minute mark. Okay, let's move into Christmas in Japan. We've talked about this in many episodes before, but I decided to put a little list of kind of like a what just popped in my mind when I thought about Christmas in Japan. And first thing I thought about was Christmas cakes. Christmas cakes, Christmas cakes, Christmas cakes. They're small, round cakes with lots of fruit and crap on top. The cake itself is usually not that sweet. It's usually the fruit that's on top that adds the sweetness to it. Lots of icing, but with not much sugar in icing, so it's kind of tastes like I don't know what it tastes like. It's just not sweet. And what the Japanese people will say, "Oh, this is so sweet," but for most North Americans or Westerners, I guess you could say, it's not necessarily the sweetest cake. The icing needs more sugar to be, you know, equal to a lot more sugar to be equal to that in the West. Hold on one second. I'm going to turn off my heater. And what else? Yeah, Christmas cake. We got one present gifted to us from my mother-in-law. She bought a chocolate one that did doesn't really chocolate cake with chocolate icing and a couple and some strawberries on top. So it was a little bit over chocolate in a Japanese style chocolate. So it wasn't necessary. It's not even, we've ate in like a quarter of it. It's three quarters in our fridge and we're getting ready to dump it because it doesn't really taste that great. We kind of wish we got the normal vanilla icing flavored one, but what are you going to do? It's free. Christmas Eve is also a mad dash to the Love Hotels. What's up? Bow, chicka, bow, bow. You would not believe this. I couldn't believe it. That the popular Love Hotels will have lines of couples waiting to get in there to do their business. You know, I couldn't believe it. I was like, and doesn't seem to be any embarrassment whatsoever. I mean, when I lived in another city, it was like, oh, what's this line of cars for? And so, oh, everyone's trying to go to Love Hotel. And, you know, you look at their faces and, you know, the couples in there, you know, when they're getting ready to get freaky deaky in there, but they're just waiting in line to get freaky deaky. So it's kind of strange, I guess you would say, and interesting culturally. But it's couples night. Couples go hang around. And, of course, the Love Hotels are very busy. Most people usually get, like, one or 2 hours. They don't stay the whole night. So you can just rent the room for, like, an hour or two, get your business done, get in and out. The staff cleans the sheets and puts fresh condoms and, you know, toys and stuff like that. So you get in, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, get out. But it's so Japan. It's not even funny. Next on the list is illuminations, not Christmas lights. So when I grew up, we called them Christmas lights. But in Japan, it's illuminations, Christmas illuminations. They love to use the word illuminations. I'm like, why don't you say it's simply Christmas lights? But all over the news and things, you'll just hear illuminations. So that's kind of like the Christmas word of the year, illuminations. Next would be everything is open on Christmas Day, pretty much. There's not much closed. Nobody really cares about the fact that it's Christmas Day. I mean, the stores do, but Christmas Day is when things start to be torn down and get ready for New Year's, which is Shogatsu or Oshogatsu, the New Year's period, I guess you could call it. And let's see. During Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, there's all kinds of variety TV programs on TV. With, you know, the usual comedians or people, the actors will often start their trips to Hawaii and there'll be specials on TVs and things like that. But all related with a little bit of, you know, Christmas, you know, a little bit of red and Christmas caps and stuff like that. Not really Christmas specials, but not really anything different. Just holiday, I guess. It's holiday feeling to it. Yeah, something like that. And most importantly, I think, not as bad as it used to be, but banks will close down or have limited hours or ATMs will be closed during New Year's. So I always tell people, a couple of days before that bank closing time or reduced hour time or whatever, just take a chunk of money out. Make sure you can make it through the holidays without having to go to the ATM. You can always put it back later. Of course, you probably won't. You probably just spend it all. But you could always put it back later. But definitely take out a nice big chunk of cash. Because sometimes some banks just are not open for like 3 days straight. And you can have some troubles. Some banks are open, but there are definitely other banks that are not open. The ATMs are not open, so you cannot get any cash. So be very careful. Like I said, it's better than it used to be. It used to be like 5 days in a row. So now it's like three-ish. But just do yourself a favor. If you're traveling or if you're going to be living here, take money out before the New Year's holiday. Definitely. Okay, and let's see what else we got on the list here. I think I'm going to save majority of this for Friday's episode, but I'll give you a little warm-up for it. So New Year's in Japan, we're going to talk about the Kohaku. We're going to talk about Otoshidama. We're going to talk about Osechi, Ozoni, Pounding Mochi, and all kinds of things like that. Plus, we'll get updates from Anthony, the crank, and myself. I saved majority of the stuff for that episode, but I thought I'd push out a quick, you know, kind of a Christmas or post-Christmas episode. And we're rolling in about the 20-minute mark, so I think that's enough for this episode. I'd like to thank you guys for listening. Remember, you can find everything that's in this show over at teijg.com. That's teijg.com. If you'd like to look at the new site that we're kind of migrating to, it eventually that URL will point to there, but you can also take a peek at teijg.blogspot.com, blogspot.com, teijg.blogspot.com. And anything else, subscribe if you want on iTunes, or just come to the site and listen. We're going to, like I said, we're going to push out one more episode this Friday and for this year. And then we'll roll into next year with probably a couple episodes a month, two episodes a month or so, give or take. The blog will be updated more frequently, with YouTube videos and pictures. Once I get everything organized, I'm going to have my iPhone, and Tony just got a smartphone, so I'll give an email address, so any picture he takes, it'll automatically post up to the blog, which will make it a lot easier for him. For me, I already know how to do it. For him, we haven't set it up for him, so we're going to try to get a lot more pictures up on the blog, so you have an idea of what's going on in Japan with the Yank and the Crank. But okay, we'll see you in about 5 days or so. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.